We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring, majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. Generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, charitable viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band, Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 131 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 1 on Basekam Bafou. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Nkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSAT. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus. In Melong, Channel 36 on Telesatellite.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Huin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, in Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, in Arbarizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Desamparados, Aceri, and Carrillos de Cartago, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV. In Provincia de Alajuela, Upala Centro, Canalete, Bijagua, and Barrio San Jose, Channel 60 on Cable Visión de Occidente.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Ningjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, Channel 46 on D-Dish Cable TV, Channel 110 on Supervision Cable TV, Channel 106 on Sansar Cable TV, Channel 108 on Tla Cable TV. In Bagnor District, Channel 57 on National Cable TV, a Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Bayanzorg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hanul District, Channel 52 on Midelhel Cable TV. And in Songin Herhan District, Channel 3 on Test Erschim Cable TV. In Chitjerlig of Arhangai Province, Channel 24 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Bayan Hongor of Bayan Hongor Province, Channel 19 on Chagan Dalhe Cable TV. In Bulkan of Bulkan Province, Channel 21 on Midelhel Cable TV. In Darhan Ulh Province, in Darhan, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System, Channel 108 on Tla Cable TV. In Sharing Gulf Som, Channel 12 on Old Cable TV. In Dorongob Province, in Jamin Ud Som, Channel 4 on Halyun Cable TV. And in Sinchan City, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Sinchan Som of Dorongob Province, Channel 40 on Choklok Cable TV. In Chur of Gob Sumber Province, Channel 30 on National Cable TV, a Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Henti Province, in Bor Undur Som, Channel 27 on National Cable TV, a Mongolian Telecommunication Company, MTC. And Channel 22 on Deng Hots Cable TV. In Undurhan, Channel 23 on Samburg Company. In Hoft of Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Morung of Hufskul Province, Channel 48 on Tla Cable TV. In Erdenet of Orhon Province, Channel 58 on Tla Cable TV. Channel 26 on Elhad Tengar Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Seleng Province, in Hotdol, Channel 21 on Erten Cable TV, and Channel 45 on GTV Cable TV. Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Dunghana of Mandalsum, Channel 24 on Zahros Cable TV. In Sukhbathur, Channel 51 on Tani Seling Cable TV. Channel 30 on Mini Mongo. In Barun Ursum of Sukhbathur Province, Channel 12 on Ochir Cable TV. In Tove Province, in Batsumbur Sum, Channel 4 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTBN. In Lung Sum, Channel 20 on Narun Irden Ur Cable TV. In Jamar Sum, Channel 10 on Information Communication Network, LLC, and Channel 10 on Chagan Darle Cable TV. And in Jungmut, Channel 47 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTBN. In Uvurhangai Province, in Arvahir, Channel 24 on National Cable TV and Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Hochertsum, Channel 15 on National Cable TV and Mongolian Telecommunication Company, MTC. In Harhorinsum, Channel 53 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, MTC. In Oyangsum, Channel 5 on MJH Cable TV. In Ulangomsum of Ufs Province, Channel 13 on Durvan Sharuk Cable TV. In Ulyaste of Jafong Province, search Supreme Master TV on Ulyaste Cable TV.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampoa Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV.
In the Czech Republic, in Homotov and surrounding areas, on www.greatsc.cz, using channel search for Supreme Master TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel, and in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supremaster Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Denmark donates $110,000 to help flood victims in Cambodia. In cultural news, an Indian scholar publishes the first dictionary of four of the languages of the Andaman Islands. In community news, a non-alcoholic bar in the United Kingdom provides patrons with a wholesome alternative. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 31st, New Year's Eve is happily celebrated in many countries worldwide. This jubilant occasion is time to reflect on the past 12 months and make resolutions to bring about a promising coming year. Festivities include the gathering of family and friends at midnight to ring in the new year with singing special songs, the ringing of church bells, and other joyful ways to wish each other good luck. As we greet an encouraging 2012, with deep gratitude, we thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her unconditional love and infinite wisdom to usher in a time of long-lasting peace and compassion on Earth. We warmly and respectfully wish Supreme Master Ching Hai and all precious beings on our shared ecosphere a grace-filled vegan new year with excellent health and heavenly blessings.
Flying news. Philippines battered by a new round of storms. Following significant flooding in southern Mindanao due to tropical storm Sendong, which claimed thousands of lives and left widespread damage, another low-pressure system has brought more rain to the region. As of Thursday, December 29th, northern Mindanao and the neighboring Visayas region were hardest hit, with homes destroyed and bridges and roads rendered impassable. In the eastern Visayas province of Leyte, which received record precipitation, a young child lost his life and another was reported missing.
In Cebu Province, where 18 communities flooded, the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Council reported that two people had perished, with nearly 14,000 evacuated and more than 40,000 affected. Rising waters in some areas also worsened as the National Irrigation Administration opened dams to prevent overflowing. Meanwhile, the military has been providing assistance in ongoing efforts to rescue stranded residents from rooftops and other areas, with 80 children on holiday in Mindanao's Davao del Norte province who were brought to safety on Thursday after being trapped by the floods.
Upon hearing of the initial storm's impact on December 17th, Supreme Master Ching Hai had requested our local association members to please check with regional governments on any assistance that might be required. Conveying all her love and prayers, she also asked that they go, if possible, to comfort those in need, saying that funds are available for emergency aid.
We thank the Philippine military and all emergency responders for your kind-hearted help to co-citizens, as well as Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving concern. Our prayers for the protection of the Philippine people as we strive for a safer tomorrow through our more benevolent lifestyles as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Đời không đổi thay, cảm ơn người chăm sóc thân mọn hèn cho thức ngon nước mát cho nệm ấm chân em tim tôi chỉ có người thờ phượng chú suốt đời ngày ngày chờ trong cống đêm đêm bao mệnh người ôi sao người đẹp quá tôi mãi nhìn không ngơi ôi bàn tay dịu mát làm tươi cả cuộc đời tôi thương người khôn ta vâng người tôi giá rời tôi yêu người mãi mãi tôi dù chết thay người tôi dù chết thay người chín xuôi sẽ ngậm cười trong cống đêm đêm bao mệnh người ôi sao người đẹp quá tôi mãi nhìn không ngơi ôi bàn tay dịu mát làm tươi cả cuộc đời vâng người tôi đã rời tôi yêu người mãi mãi tôi dù chết thay người tôi dù chết thay người chín xuôi sẽ ngậm cười
Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 389. Be vegan. Supreme Master Qinghai.
Poll reveals the world's most hopeful countries. For this year's Global Barometer of Hope and Despair, an annual report published by Wind Gallup International, some 45,000 people were interviewed in over 50 countries about their expectations for 2012. Based on the input of co-citizens, this year's most optimistic country is Nigeria, while rounding out the top 10 are OLAC or Vietnam, Ghana, South Sudan, Uzbekistan, Cameroon, Tunisia, Azerbaijan, Colombia, and Iraq. Among the age groups considered most optimistic are youths under 30, while countries that gained the most hope compared to the previous year were Turkey, Pakistan, Iceland, Romania, and Macedonia. A big bravo all fellow citizens and countries entering the new year in optimism and faith. May your sense of well-being spread to neighbors across the globe for a brighter 2012 for all.
Smoking during pregnancy harms the circulation of the unborn child. A study conducted with 259 children by scientists at the University Medical Center Utrecht in the Netherlands has found that children whose mothers smoke during pregnancy have artery walls that are thicker and stiffer compared to the children whose mothers did not smoke. Thicker arterial walls are said to increase the risk of developing heart disease and obesity. Published in the journal Pediatrics, the study, which began in December 2001 and is still ongoing, also found that the children's arteries are thickest when both parents smoke during pregnancy.
To better convey the dangerous health risks of such intoxicants, Kirov Military Medicine Academy in Russia has sponsored a unique exhibition and has been inviting visitors from around the world to view actual preserved human cadavers and organs affected by tobacco, alcohol, and illegal drugs. Located in St. Petersburg, Russia, the Telo Chelovica, or Human Body Exhibition, includes graphic displays of babies who sadly did not survive birth or died in the womb, with various birth defects that are due to the mother's use of alcohol or illegal drugs. In addition, human lungs are shown that reveal their sensitivity to varying degrees of exposure to tobacco smoke.
Смотрите, вот это нормы легкие, хорошие, красивые легкие. Смотрите, они желтенькие, да, нормальные. Но это сельского жителя, не курящего человека. Вот это легкие городского, не курящего жителя. Городского, не курящего жителя. То есть все люди, которые живут в мегаполисе, имеют такие легкие. Потому что загазованность большая, много машин, пыли много, естественно, всегда. Вот легкие, пассивного так курильщика называют, а сигаретку две в день. Или в курилочку бегают, да, в месяц. Ну, а это наша гордость, да, легкие активного курильщика, который курит пачку две в день. То есть, видите, черный.
Many thanks Kirov Military Medicine Academy and researchers in the Netherlands for your work in raising awareness on the severe damage of smoking to ourselves, our children and others. May the realization of the tragic consequences of all addictive substances encourage safe and intoxicant-free lifestyles for all.
Prohibition on drugs and intoxicants.
The Baha'i faith. As to opium, it is foul and accursed. God protect us from the punishment he inflicteth on the user. According to the explicit text of the Most Holy Book, it is forbidden and its use is utterly condemned. The Kitab-e-Aqdas. I wish to say that, in the sight of God, the smoking of tobacco is a thing which is blamed and condemned, very unclean, and of which the result is by degrees injurious. Baha'i World Faith by Abdul Baha. This opium, this foul fruit of the infernal tree, and this wicked hashish extinguish the mind, freeze the spirit, petrify the soul, waste the body, and leave man frustrated and lost. The Kitab-e-Aqdas.
Buddhism. 6. Young householder. Are the perils of gambling. If the man wins, he is hated. If he loses, he mourns his lost wealth. Waste of wealth. His word has no weight in an assembly, court of law. He is despised by his friends and companions. He is not sought in marriage. Sigalabhata Sutra.
Waha Buddhism. Stay away from places that sell wine. Abstain from intoxicants, gambling, and drugs. Wise men shun all of them, for all they bring is disgrace and shame. Wisdom of the madman.
Islam. O ye who believe, strong drink and games of chance and idols and divining arrows are only an infamy of Satan's handiwork. Leave it aside in order that ye may succeed. Quran.
Sikhism. Whoever uses bhang, an intoxicant made from Indian hemp, fish, and wine, whatever pilgrimages, fasting, and daily rites they may perform, they all go to hell. Sri Guru Granth Sahib.
It makes your mind blurred, it shrink your brain, it clog your nerves, it makes you feel hallucinated, it makes you go crazy when you don't have it and become addicted to it, it breaks your family, love, relationship, it makes you become a criminal sometimes. We have enough confusion with work, with war, with disaster, with relationship already. Do not create more confusion for yourselves and damage your only vehicle to reach God. This is the body, the temple. Keep it well in order, healthy, because you must use it, okay? Drug is no, 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 no.
Cuba frees nearly 3,000 detainees. In consideration of requests by the Catholic Church and relatives of the prisoners, Cuban President Raul Castro has granted amnesty to 2,991 detainees. Those pardoned included political prisoners, seniors over 60 years of age, detainees who have been ill, and women and youths with no previous criminal history. Among the released were also 86 foreign nationals from 25 different countries. We join in gladness, Your Excellency, for this humanitarian gesture. May the newly freed find solace and joy in their warm reunions with family and friends.
Iconic pop artist remembered. As reported on Wednesday, December 28th, American James Rizzi has passed away at the age of 61. Known internationally for a style that was born through combining painting and printmaking with the three-dimensional elements of sculpture, Mr. Rizzi's colorful and cartoon-like creations have graced everything from buildings and cars like the Volkswagen Beetle to a Lufthansa aircraft, which he decorated with stars, birds, and travelers. He also created German postage stamps, memorable Japanese train ads, and a tourist guide to New York City, USA. Along with being the official artist for the 1996 US Summer Olympics, the Montreux Jazz Festival in Switzerland, and the World Cup Soccer Games in France. In Germany, a school in Duisburg is named for him, while the Rizzi Dome was unveiled in one of Europe's largest shopping malls in Oberhausen, and his office building in Braunschweig was dubbed the Happy Rizzi House. Alexander Lieventhal, an executive at the company that manages and sells Mr. Rizzi's art, said, "With his art, any child can look at it and understand what he's trying to convey, a celebration of life. Our heartfelt condolences to the family, friends, and colleagues of Mr. James Rizzi, whose gifted artistic contributions will continue to uplift viewers worldwide. May his soul rest serenely in the love and light of the divine."
Save our planet. Reporting on December 27, 2011, the French National Meteorological Service, Météo France, states that the average daily temperature over the past year was 13.6 degrees Celsius, which is the warmest ever on record, while the Russian capital city Moscow also noted the highest ever December temperatures in history.
Save our planet. On December 25, 2011, hundreds of dead magpies were found throughout the woods near Hengshui Lake, China's Hebei province, with experts saying that the cause of the bird's death was thus far unknown.
Warning news, saying that all products had been intercepted before reaching the public, one of China's largest companies in Sichuan province announced on December 26, 2011, that a large batch of milk was found containing excess levels of the cancer-causing substance aflatoxin.
Hi, I'm Iggy the Iguana, and my diet consists of nutritious plant-based foods. Today, I'd like to share a computer tip about emailing multiple attachments. On many computers, you can hold down the Control key and click on each of the desired files to select them. Then complete the command with OK or Open, as you would for one attachment. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for watching, and here's the weather around the world.
We'll be right back.
In humanitarian news, Denmark donates approximately $110,000 to help flood victims in Cambodia. Save the Children Denmark is a recipient of about $50,000 of the total amount. The nonprofit will use the funds to provide food parcels. Furthermore, guidance will be offered to people who experience health problems as a result of the flood situation. Life with Dignity, which will be given approximately $60,000, will supply a food package also containing water purification necessities and soap to each family. Our sincere appreciation, Denmark, for your generosity. May the gentle people of Cambodia soon return to a calm life on a balanced planet.
In cultural news, the first dictionary of four languages of the Andaman Islands is published. According to BBC, Dr. Anvita Abi, who is based at Jawaharlal Nehru University at New Delhi, India, has compiled an interactive dictionary. It consists of the languages of Bo and Kora, which are unfortunately now classified as extinct, and Jeru and Ser. Dr. Abi stated that her work was motivated by the fact that the Andamanese culture is one of the oldest on Earth. She said, "This was my way of documenting ancient and traditional knowledge, as words are cultural, archaeological, and environmental signatures of a community." Congratulations, Dr. Anvita Abi, on this significant accomplishment. May all heritages and languages be respected and preserved, adding vibrancy and richness to our treasured world. Coming up on Noteworthy News, an alcohol-free bar is committed to helping people overcome addictions. We're going to give some delicious veggie food to the cute dog. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more befitting news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, satisfying news for a contented world. In community news, a non-alcoholic bar in the United Kingdom provides patrons with a wholesome alternative. Funded by the UK charity Action on Addiction, The Brink in Liverpool, England, offers alcohol-free drinks in a stylish atmosphere. It was envisioned to help provide a place where people who are recovering from dependency on alcohol, drugs, and other debilitating habits can enjoy the company of others. There is Wi-Fi as well as comedy programs and live music and theater. Other events include dance fitness sessions and bike recycling. Kudos, The Brink, and Action on Addiction for this inventive approach to sharing more constructive ways to socialize. May all choose a positive lifestyle for a happier and healthier existence.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Hakka, an indigenous language of Formosa or Taiwan, entitled Helpful Xiao Wei. And now for our viewers' heartline on From Hinduism's Holy Vedas, the Rig Veda, Book 1, Hymn 1 through 10. These scriptures can also be accessed in our online archives.
All hail Indra. I have praised Indra and prayed to Indra many times. I must tell you, he listens. 100% he listens. Jagannath.
Devotional Jagannatha, we are glad to receive your sincere note. May we always pray to the saints and divine beings who love us so much. With best wishes and heaven's blessings to you and the gracious adherents of all faiths.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May divine love enrich your life with wonder and joy.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Highlighting a commitment to economic growth that benefits all Uruguayans, the country's Ministry of Labour and Social Security announces that the minimum wage will increase by 8% as of January 1, 2012.
In meetings with Burmese Foreign Minister Runa Maunglin, as well as pro-democracy leader Dr. Aung San Suu Kyi, Indonesia's Foreign Minister Marty Natalegawa affirms his country's wish for enhanced bilateral cooperation, as well as support for Myanmar's democratization process.
Following meetings with Iraq's National Reconciliation Council, Qais al-Khazali, leader of the Asaib Ahl al-Haq, or League of the Righteous, announces that his group is willing to disarm and join the country's political process.
During the holiday season, UK-based Dogs Trust distributes collars, leads, coats, toys, and more to canines whose caregivers are homeless in South Wales, also offering free veterinary treatment as part of the organization's Hope Project.
Agence France-Presse reporting on the factory-based drama Turkish Passport reveals a previously untold tale of Turkish diplomats in Europe who assisted Turkish and foreign Jews during the Second World War by issuing passports and arranging trains for their safe transport to Turkey.
Japanese secondary school students and their teachers, along with Japanese Rotary Club members, help clean up a popular beach in Patong, Thailand, as a gesture of gratitude to Thai citizens for their assistance following Japan's quake and tsunami in March.
In support of Libya's emerging peace and political reform, Kuwait sends a second convoy carrying aid to Benghazi, which includes fully equipped ambulances and fire trucks.
Israel-based animal rights group Hakol Chai writes a letter to the Israeli Interior Ministry appealing for the protection of cart-drawing horses and donkeys who suffer from overexertion and inadequate care, and asking for a ban on the carts in city streets.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.supremastertv.com/NWN.